As soon as we have decided that we are fundamentally different in kind to other animals, then it becomes much easier for us to give them a different kind of moral status. So it might be that our motivation is to claim that we are immortal and therefore different. But actually, once that difference is established, then a whole world of possibilities for how we treat them is opened up. If we see ourselves as similar to animals, then it's much more difficult for us to enslave them, abuse them, to eat them. But if we see them as fundamentally different in kind, then it is much easier for us to say, ah, that difference in kind is not just about who gets to live forever, it's also a difference in moral status. They are less intelligent than us, they feel less than us, they are worth less than us, their lives don't have meaning in the ways that our lives do, etc. And therefore, the typical conclusion is, we can do with them what we want.